It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And I got to say, sisters, more crucial than ever for us to educate ourselves on personal finances and take action. That's the A word, to reach our financial objectives. I'm so glad Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet is presenting a free event tomorrow night, the third episode in the Economic Prosperity Series, Investments 101. And on the line, we have our good friend, Phyllis Hardwick, who is leading this session. How are you doing today, Phyllis?
I am doing fantastic, and I'm going to be even better when I get to talk to my sisters about their money tomorrow.
Yes. Hunty, get your money straight with Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet. Register on our Facebook page, 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Now, Phyllis, we're talking about investments. What do you think is the biggest misnomer about women, particularly Black women, and investing?
That it's something we can't openly talk about. One of the purposes of the series is for us to build more money, talk amongst each other. We talk about a lot of things, but there can be a lot of shame and intimidation when it comes to talking about money. So the first thing we do is knock down that idea that there is no good question or bad question to ask, and also that you usually have the tools to be able to make investments yourself and understand what's going on with your money.
Is there kind of, you know, a false idea that you got to have a bunch of money or excess money to get involved in investments?
It really is. Never has been easier for you to be able to make investments with small pots of money. I'm talking about maybe $5 a month. You actually can get into the habit of making investments to be able to build your wealth. Also, I found out that Black women are actually the most adept when it comes to some of the skills that are required investing. I'm talking about long-term thinking. I'm talking about having the purse strings and being able to save every dollar you can. So let's actually put that money to work for you and give you the skill set you need to really be able to take control of your finances.
Now, Phyllis, how did you get involved in the finance world? Because you're the executive director of Community Capital Fund, a community development corporation. How did you decide to go into that?
That's so much. That's a great story. So I actually worked in personal, in big finance for about 5 years, and took those skill sets and wanted to apply to my community. It's one thing to be able to make investments for the benefit of shareholders. It's another thing to be able to make my decisions and give resources to neighborhoods and small businesses doing work in our community. So that's what my experience has been. And to that end is why I wanted to partner with Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet to those skills actually to Black women.
So join Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet tomorrow, 6 p.m. on Facebook. Go to their Facebook page because you do not want to miss the Economic Prosperity Episode 3 Investments 101 with Phyllis Hardwick. And we trust Phyllis to help us answer our questions and get our money straight. Thank you so much, sis.
Thank you so much, Julie. And also, you got to register in order to be able to get the link.
Okay.
Do that today. Go to shirleyskitchencabinet.com to register. They also can go to the Facebook page, which is the easiest place to register. So please go to that Facebook page. You'll see Economic Prosperity Series with Phyllis Hardwick and sign up.
Go to Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet on Facebook to register, and we'll see you there tomorrow night. Thanks, Phyllis.
Thank you so much. Bye.